Well, we're back with Sonia Pressman Fuentes, who's been telling us a fascinating story. She read about this originally, this museum, in the foreword. And I get the foreword. That's how I found out she was involved in this whole project here that has taken a life of its own. So, Sonia, in about 15 seconds, explain where we left off here, where and then you can get into what's going on now. Go ahead.
Well, we left off that I was in the Brussels archives talking to Professor Frank Heistecker and going over my family's file from 1933-34, and he was explaining to me what happened. And then I return to the United States, but when I meet a special interesting person, I try to keep them in my life. So I communicated with Frank, and he communicated back with me, and at one point he wrote me, "Oh, something bizarre," he said. "Did you know that Robert DeFoy has been accepted into the program of the Righteous Among the Gentiles? That's a program run by Yad Vashem in Israel that recognizes non-Jews who risk themselves to help Jews."
Okay. This I think he was accepted in 1975. Is that right?
I do not know the year.
Yeah. Okay. I have that here. So go ahead.
So when I read that, I was astounded. Because Frank, who has written books on the refugees in the 30s and really knows this field back and forth, told me that DeFoy was xenophobic and anti-Semitic, and this man has been accepted as one of the righteous among the nations. I couldn't believe it. So I wrote Frank, and I said, "What about Camille Huysmans, the mayor that refused to deport us and who was sympathetic to the Jews?" I said, has he been accepted into the righteous among the nations?" So Frank said he didn't know, but he thought so. So I went to Google and immediately found that Camille Huysmans had not been accepted into the Yad Vashem Righteous Among the Nations.
Ah.
So I decided to do something about it. And I wrote to everybody that I thought was appropriate. And I said, how do I get to whoever is running this righteous program? And one of my friends told me to write to Yad Vashem in Israel, and I did. And I connected with a woman named Irina Steinfeld, who is the director of the program today. And I told her that I was applying for Robert DeFoy to be removed from recognition as one of the righteous and for Camille Huysmans to be included.
Uh-huh. All right.
And I expected an email back from her saying, "Look, once we take somebody in, they're in and forget about it," and this kind of thing. And I got a totally different answer from her. From the beginning, she has been most cooperative and accommodating, and it's been a pleasure to deal with her. And she wrote me that they already knew about problems with Robert DeFoy and that she would create a file for my application to have him removed, and another file for my application to have Camille Huysmans included. And then she asked me if, she said these files in Brussels are personal, in the Brussels archives, and she asked me if I could have Frank, if I could send her my family's file, where Robert DeFoy initialed. We have his initials on one of the documents that's there.
Okay.
Not to be allowed to remain in Belgium. So I immediately contacted Frank, and Frank sent her the file. So their procedure, as far as I know, there was more detail written up in the Forward article by Paul Berger, who did the reporter for the Forward, who did an excellent job. But as far as I know, a retired Chief Justice, I believe, of the Israeli Supreme Court is in the person who will decides these kinds of applications. And he is due to decide my request on Robert DeFoy. I don't know the time frame or how long this may take. On the Camille Huysmans matter, we had to do more research to corroborate that he deserves to be recognized. And Frank is tied up with teaching at the University of Ghent until the February 12th this year, which is only a few weeks away.
Right.
And then he will do some additional research to see what he can find to substantiate our interest in having Camille Huysmans admitted.
People don't realize how much is involved in the process that you've sort of shortened the time span a little bit, but of the work that you've done to have Robert DeFoy removed and Camille admitted, there is a lot of work that goes on. This is not just okay, he was a righteous Gentile, you're in. There is a lot of detective work and going back and forth, and there were many righteous Gentiles who helped Jews. I know of one particular, I don't know the person personally, but I do know his daughter quite well, and she used to work with us at the radio station, and he was beaten severely for helping Jews in Germany. And I was told this going back over 30 years, and you sort of put a bee in my bonnet, so to speak, or my kippah, and I'm going to see if we can get this gentleman added. I have to find out more about him, and as a matter of fact, I've lost track of the daughter, but she's still around in the United States, and we'll find her.
Good.
I think it's important that the young people, and I just spoke to somebody today where his mother-in-law is in a hospital here in Cleveland. She's 89 years old, and a nurse saw the tattooed number on her arm and had no idea what it was about. And when either she told her or the son-in-law said, you know, she's a Holocaust survivor, the nurse went, "What's a Holocaust?"
Yeah, I've run into that too.
This is just amazing that, you know, I'm aware of it. My close family was in this country way before the war, back in the 1800s. But I am certainly, and not just because I do this program, I am aware of the Holocaust. But there are young people today who have no idea what took place in World War II. And as a matter of fact, Hitler was mentioned in the nurse went, "Who?" I cannot fathom that people are not aware of World War II, of what Adolf Hitler brought onto the world, and what happened to Jewish people and many others who were in concentration camps. They have no idea what's going on, but people such as yourself have been able to bring this to the forefront and to let them know what happened. What are you doing now, though? I mean, I know, besides this, you're an attorney. You've, as I said at the onset when we started the interview in the last hour, what is it that Sonia Pressman Fuentes has not done?
Oh, far from that. But I remain very involved in the women's rights. I often write articles and I give speeches. And I'm in touch with feminists all over the country and all over the world. My next talk is actually going to be about my trip to Germany and Belgium this past September. I'll be speaking on that the 23rd of February at a temple in Longboat Key, Temple Beth Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And an article that I've written about that trip is going to appear in the Canadian magazine Outlook. It's called Canada's Progressive Jewish Magazine, and it will appear in two installments starting in the March-April issue.
Well, there's one I'm going to have to get in touch with the people in Canada and have them send me a copy or at least put it on the web so I can grab it. And
it's also online.
Online. Well, I know, you know, over the years I've known Sonia and our producer, Sean, my son, went to school with your daughter, Zia, here in Beechwood. So the family here goes back many, many years, getting in touch with Sonia with the book that she wrote. How long ago was it? About 10 years ago?
The book was published at the end of 1999.
Well, I'm off by a few years, not too badly. And Sonia came on our program. We talked about that. I want to thank you for spending some time. And we're going to keep in touch with you to find out what happens to the name of Robert DeFoy as far as his I guess, application for righteous Gentile status. And Camille, to see if he gets in and Robert DeFoy doesn't. I guess that's the best way of putting it.
Robert DeFoy is in. I'm trying to take him out.
So we got to get him removed. That's
right.
All right. Can our audience do anything, or do you have to really actually?
Oh, I would appreciate any help that anybody would want to give me.
Okay.
Let me give you my email address.
Go ahead.
It's spfuentes@comcast.net.
All right.
And people think they can help. I'd appreciate their getting in touch with me.
All right. spfuentes@comcast.net.
And I also have a website.
Oh, give them the website address.
Well, that's a little long to give.
That's all right.
www.erraticimpact, erraticimpact.com/Fuentes.
Yeah, it is a little long. But if they send you an email to spfuentes@comcast.net, you will send them back an email, and it'll have all that information on the bottom of it. So they can get in touch with you.
Exactly.
It's a fascinating story. And I think the most important thing is that one person can make a difference in what goes on in this world. And you certainly, over the years, have proved that. Might I ask you, I do know how old you are. I did the math. But might I ask your age so the audience...
I'm 83 years old.
Uh-huh. See? It doesn't matter how old you are. If you have a reason to do something, you go and you do it. Sonia, I want to thank you for being with us, and I wish you a lot of luck. And keep in touch with us, as I'm sure you will. Today I got 6 emails from Sonia, so I know I'll be hearing from her. But I want people all over the world, because this will be on our Radio-J program very shortly. So I want people to know about Sonia and to help her out. And let's see how much you can do to bring a little justice to a very, very sad part of our history, the world history, not just Jewish history, world history. Sonia, Shanim Dank. And we will talk to you soon. Our guests this morning, Sonia Pressman Fuentes in Florida, sunny, warm Florida. Zaymer Gizun.
You too.
Shalom, America.